The following presentation was made available by Inspiration Express as part of the daily Kitzur Shulchan Aruch calendar program. There are many more free lectures and resources available at www.kitzur365.org. Today's lecture is given by Rabbi Moshe Hillel Kaufman.
Baruch haba, we're doing Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, Simon Kof Lamed Hei. Dine Yeshiva Sukkah, Sifim Aleph through Dalad, Sif Aleph. Ksiv B'Sukkah is Teshvu Shivas Yomim. It says in the Pasuk that you should sit in a Sukkah for 7 days. Pirish, Tadua B'Sukkah, you should live in the Sukkah. Not just sit, meaning you should dwell in it, you should live in it. Amr Tayra Shiyadur B'Sukkah Shivas Yomim, you should dwell in the Sukkah for 7 days. K'mayishu Dar B'Vesai, just as if you would dwell in your house, Kol Hashana, for the entire year. Kein te'ata ikar dirasa b'sukkah. So too now, on Sukkot, your main place of dwelling should be the Sukkah. Shiachnis l'soicha keilav hanoyim, matzois hanois, you should bring into the Sukkah your nice utensils and your nice mats. V'oichel v'shoisa, you should eat and drink, v'loimed and learn, v'metayel and hang out, v'yashin and sleep, the sukkah in the sukkah. You should be doing all of your regular living functions as you would in your living room. You should do that in your sukkah. Living room or dining room. The Paiskim do bring out, though, that if one is learning and he needs to concentrate more, he's being more ma'ayin and the sukkah is an environment where it's hard for him to concentrate. So once he gets to that stage, he's allowed to leave the sukkah and learn inside if that will give him better concentration. That has to do with the din of mitzvah, which we'll see more about later in a different shiur. But in terms of that learning part, he can. Actually, someone once asked a question. It was sukkahs, and they were very tired, but they wanted to push themselves to learn. So, but they really needed to learn more inside and not in the sukkah. They wouldn't be able to have concentration so much in the sukkah. So, but they were afraid that if they would learn inside in the Beis Medrash, that then they would perhaps doze off unknowingly and be sleeping outside the sukkah. So perhaps maybe it would be better for them to learn in the sukkah, even though they're not going to be able to learn so well, because this way, if they happen to doze off, it'll be inside the sukkah. Generally, the answer would be that no, you do what is best, which would be to learn the base medrash in that situation. And if you fall asleep, you're an honest, you couldn't help it. Continues the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. Va'afilu im misapim chaveyo, even if you're just talking with your friend, yisapim b'sukkah, you should speak in the sukkah. The same thing with the phone. If you have a cordless phone, so you bring it out to the sukkah and you answer your calls while you're in the sukkah with the cordless phone. The chayin mispal biyichidus, and as well, someone who can't make it to minyan, he has to daven biyichidus. Yispal b'sarcha sukkah, you should daven inside the sukkah, not in your living room. Uksiv, and it says in the pasuk leman yedu darisechem, so that your generation should know ki b'sukkah yisai shavti es bnei yisrael, but I put bnei yisrael into sukkahs. Vayitzio yisrael me'eretz mitzrayim, when I took them out of mitzrayim. L'chein, therefore. A person has to have in mind when he's being mekayim the mitzvah of sitting in the sukkah. Shetzivanu HaKadosh Baruch Hu leishei b'sukkah. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded us to dwell in the sukkah. Zeichel Yitzias Mitzrayim. To remember Yitzias Mitzrayim. The sukkah is elu sha'amar HaKosav. These sukkahs that the pasuk talks about, which says ki b'sukkah is shafis bnei Yisrael. It's a machlokes as to what that refers to. Rabbi Yezer says, Hema Anonia covered, that this refers to the Anonia covered, the clouds that were surrounding Klai Yisrael in the Midbar. Shehekipur Hema Kosh Baruch Hu Savisenu, that Kosh Baruch Hu surrounded us, our forefathers in the Midbar with. Laval Yakim Sher V'Shemesh, so that the sun and the heat should not bother them. Rabbi Kiva Aimer, and Rabbi Kiva says, Sukkah is mamish, sha'asu lahem b'shas haniyasam ne'achama. That no, it's referring to the HaKadosh Baruch Hu made us actually huts, physical huts, so that when we camped out in the Midbar, we wouldn't be, feel discomfort from the sun. V'yafal pi shi'atzom mi Mitzrayim b'chaydash Nisan, even though we left Mitzrayim during the month of Nisan, didn't command us to make the sukkahs, the chag sukkahs during that time of Nisan. The fishu has cholas yimei akayitz, because Nisan is the beginning of the summer months. The derech kol adam lasayis sukkah litzel. That's the time of year where many people will normally make a hut in order to save themselves from the sun, and they should have some shade. So, if we were to make sukkahs comes Nisan time, it would not be recognizable so much that we're doing this because of we were commanded by Kodesh Baruch Hu. L'chein, therefore, so therefore, Kodesh Baruch Hu commanded us that when should we do the Yom Tov of Sukkahs? We should have the chiyuv of making sukkahs in the seventh month in Tishrei, which that's when the rainy season starts. So at the beginning of the rainy season, that's the time when people come back inside from sitting in their huts. They sit in their own houses. The outdoor furniture is being put away. But nachnu, however, us, we are at that time when the rainy season is about to begin, we actually are leaving our house and we go to sit in the sukkah. So because of this, everyone will clearly see that the reason why we're doing it, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded it. It's not just that it makes it a nice thing to sit in the backyard to get some shade. We're doing it obviously only because HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded us. Sifbeis. Sarech lahachzik is a sukkah bechavid. One must take care of the sukkah in an honorable way. Shaloi yu mitzvahs b'zuyas alav, so that mitzvah should not be disgraced upon them. It should not look badly upon them. Lachain, therefore, lo yachnis l'soicha kelim she'enem mechubadim. Person should not bring into the sukkah vessels that are not honorable to be there. Kagoyin k'deiris, like the pots. Pekad sheshoivim by mayim, or the bucket that you use to draw water from the well, the kalim shemashim by kemach, or the vessels that are used to store flour, vareva, or the mixing bowl, the yoira and the pot for water, or machvis, or the frying pan, or machteshes and the grinder, kyoitz behem, and similar to them. Meaning, all these things are allowed to be around the house and are used, but usually they're not something you would bring to your dining room. It's not something that's an honorable piece of equipment. It's something that's usually used just for doing malacha. But so you wouldn't bring those things normally to your dining room where you would eat. You wouldn't bring it to the dining room table. So same thing. The sukkah should be treated with respect and honorability. So therefore, you should not bring in those items that you normally wouldn't bring out to your dining room. I mean, if you had guests, certainly, so too, you shouldn't bring them into your sukkah. However, items that you would bring into your dining room, you can bring into the sukkah. So, a lot of times people make chont in a crock pot, and usually they have like the pottery insert piece, and usually when people serve cholent, if normally they serve, bring that pottery piece and bring it to the table and serve the cholent from that, that's considered honorable, so you could bring that to the sukkah as well, even though it's a pot. You can still bring it to the sukkah, as opposed to some items that perhaps you would make in a pot. When you serve them on the table for Shabbos, you would put them in a serving bowl or serving tray. So the same thing in the sukkah also. You shouldn't bring in that pot into the sukkah. You should put it into the serving bowl, just as you would if you were eating in your dining room. V'gam ha-ka'orais, as well, the plates. V'achar achila, after you finished eating, tzarech la'itzin l'chutz, you have to take them outside the sukkah. Just like you take the dirty dishes out of your dining room and you perhaps pile them in the sink. So when you finish with the dirty dishes in the sukkah, you shouldn't leave them piled in the sukkah or hanging around in the sukkah. You should bring them inside the house. Avo kli shtia yu b'sukkah. Kli shtia yu b'sukkah. But drinking glasses, things that you use to drink, that should be in the sukkah. Because those are used all the time. Even though you drank from it once, you'll do a refill. V'noigin shalei lahachnis l'soicha ner shel cheres. And the minig also is not to bring into the sukkah a lamp made out of pottery that's not glazed. Mishum demoris, because that becomes disgusting. If it doesn't have a glazing, so the pottery will become kamechi. The chayin as well, lo yaseh bo tashmish bozo. You shouldn't do any any work that's considered a disgraceful work that wouldn't be done in a kavadika place like your dining room, kagan shtifas kaderis ka'aris, like washing the pots and the dishes, you shouldn't do that in the sukkah, just like you wouldn't wash the pots and dishes in your dining room. It's not appropriate. It's not a derech kavod. It's like a bizayin. So too, you wouldn't wash those things in your sukkah. You bring them in the house and you wash them in the kitchen sink. Avol kaisais, however, glasses, drinking glasses, mutar lishtoif. You're allowed to wash those in the sukkah because that's not such a big, disgusting thing. They used to just rinse it with a little bit of water. The kosher came to us, lahashtinba, and certainly one may not urinate in the sukkah. Afilu lisoich kli, even if he's using a bedpan. Afa pisha isa came besoich besa, even if he might do that in his house, in the sukkah there's more kedusha, and the person should not urinate in the sukkah, even if he's using a bedpan. Avol tashmish hamita mutar besukkah, but tashmish hamita is mutar, sharei ikar mitzvasa ish v'ishta, because that's the ikar mitzvah, that a man and his wife could live in the sukkah. And as well, the Be'alacha adds that there's no bizayin to tashmish hamita, that's not a tashmish of bizayin. Im hechnis l'soicha kelim bezuim, now let's say someone did the wrong thing, and they brought in these items that are not mechubedik to be in the sukkah. They brought in the pots and the pans and the grinder and the food processor and the waffle maker, whatever it is. So einam neselus bekach. The sukkah does not become possible. Even though you weren't supposed to do it, it doesn't possible the sukkah. Ach b'shar shehim ba, but when those kelim are in the sukkah, ein levarach leishay b'sukkah ad shiyitzin. You shouldn't make a bach leishay b'sukkah till you take them out. So machlokes in the paiskim, if that makes it that no one, you can't say leisha basuka anymore, so one should make sure to get out of that machlaikis and remove those kelim that don't belong in the sukkah, that degrade the covet of the sukkah, remove those, and then make the leisha basuka. You shouldn't, or if they came into the sukkah, you shouldn't make a leisha basuka and just leave them around. Siv Gimel. Achila basuka belaila harishin hu chayva. Eating the sukkah on the first night of sukkahs is an obligation. Shitzarech lecho b'sukkah pas lecho apachis kezayis. One's chayiv to eat in the sukkah bread in the amount of at least a kezayis. Because we learn tesvav from Pesach. It says the 15th by Pesach, and it says the 15th by Sukkot. So just like by Pesach, we know that the first night is a chayiv to eat matzah, and the rest of the Yom Tov Pesach, you're not allowed to eat chametz, but there's no chiyuv to eat matzah. So the same thing by sukkahs, Chazal dashen, that you have a chiyuv to eat in the sukkah on the first night of sukkahs, and all the other times, if you didn't need to eat, you wouldn't have to make sure to eat in the sukkah. You wouldn't have to make sure to eat nevertheless and have in the sukkah just the first night. A few other points where we say this limit of 2-2 apply is just like when you eat matzah on the night of Pesach, you have to eat the kezayis b'chdei achilas pras. You have to eat it in the shear of achilas pras, in different opinions, whether it's 2 minutes, whether it's 4 minutes, and we try to eat it in the small shear. So the same thing by sukkahs, a person should be careful when he's eating, he should have a kezayis b'chdei achilas pras. Shouldn't take a little bit and schmooze and get into a conversation and take another little bit. He has to make sure, just like he's careful to eat a kezayis b'chdei achilas pras on Pesach, to make sure to eat it b'chdei achilas pras in Sukkot as well. Furthermore, just like by Pesach, the halacha is, you have to make sure to eat your kezayis matzah before chatzais. So the same thing, also by Sukkot, you have to make sure to eat your kezayis of bread b'chdei achilas pras before chatzais comes. Now, b'di'avid, if someone didn't eat his kezayis pas before chatzos, before midnight, and now it's afterwards, so let's say someone his wife gave birth, he was in the hospital, and so he was busy, and now it's only after chatzos, that's the first night of Sukkot, and he has the ability to walk outside of the hospital, and let's say they have a sukkah on the premises, some hospitals here do, and now he wants to be, eat a suda. So, again, normally, in order to make a bracha, as we'll see later, in order to make a bracha leisha basukkah, you have to eat more than an egg's worth, more than a beitzah's worth of pas. However, since there's a mitzvah of achil sukkah by night, by the first night, is only b'kazayis. So if he would, if he, this person who was after chatzayis on the first night, if he would only eat a kazayis, that wouldn't be sufficient to make a bechel sheva sukkah if it was after chatzayis. He'd have to make sure to eat at least a beitza after, if it was after chatzayis. It continues the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. Va'afilu mitztayeh chayav lechol b'sukkah. And even someone who is a mitztayeh, someone that has a lot of discomfort, he's still chayav to eat in the sukkah. Normally we say mitztayeh potim in a sukkah, that under certain conditions, if a person is too uncomfortable to eat in the sukkah, and he could get that comfort if it was in the house, he's potter from eating the sukkah, and he may eat in the house. When it comes to the first night of sukkahs, that we have this chiyuv to eat a kazayis pas, even if you're a mitztayeh, even if you're uncomfortable and suffering, you still have to eat a kazayis of bread in the sukkah. V'myardim kshamim, and if, let's say it's raining, and that's certainly normally during the week, that would be considered mitztayeh to eat in a house where there's rain coming in. Imadamash yisaku la'achasho yishtei shois, if you feel that the rain will stop within an hour or two, yamtin, you should wait. And then afterwards, you should make kiddush and you should eat in the sukkah karoyas as appropriate. Meaning, delay the kiddush and wait to get to the, and wait to say it in the sukkah. However, if you see that the rain is not going to be stopping so fast, or if you did wait and you saw that the rain did not stop, Mekadesh the sukkah, so you have to go into the sukkah even though it's raining. You go into the sukkah with the rain coming down. Mavarach shechiyanu, you make a bracha shechiyanu. Machavim b'shechiyanu gam al sukkah. You should have in mind that this bracha shechiyanu is also going on the building of the sukkah. That all that they make a shechiyanu that you made the sukkah as well. We said the other day that technically, upon building the sukkah, one could make a shechiyanu. However, we push it off and we make the shechiyanu on the yomtiv when it comes sukkahs by yomtiv night, and that goes on the sukkah as well. So over here, if you're going out in the rain, have in mind when you say shechiyanu that should go on the sukkah as well. Avol einu mevarech leisha b'sukkah. You don't make leisha b'sukkah because it's raining. V'noytel yadav, and then after you made kiddush, you wash your hands. And you make a bracha ha-maitzi in the sukkah. And you eat a kazayis pas in the sukkah with the rain without a delay, meaning make sure to have it b'chdei achilas pras. So once you were yaitzi your mitzvah and you had your kazayis pas in the sukkah, then you could go back into your house. And you could finish the meal. You should have in mind when you wash your hands for bread, when you made the bracha ha-maitzi, shedai telechol gam b'bayis, that you're having in mind, even though you're starting the meal in the sukkah, you should have in mind that you're going to continue the meal in the house as well. And that'll get you out of some issues with shinui makom, with changing places, which is a separate halacha which has to do with brachas and benching. So let's say you washed, You went out to the sukkah, you made hamaitzi, you had your kazayis, and now you went back into the house because it was raining, and now the rain stopped before you were up to benching. So ha'ilech shuv l'sech ha'sukkah, so then you move out back into the sukkah, umuvarech leishiv b'sukkah, and then you eat in the sukkah, and you make a bach leishiv b'sukkah, v'ayichol tzas yaisim mika beitza pas, and you eat a little bit more, then a beya a pas, he says, mavarach birchas hamazon, and then you make a birchas hamazon in the sukkah. V'imposku agshamim la'acha shebeich birchas hamazon. And now, if the rain stopped now after you made benching, meaning you washed in your house. I'm sorry, you washed and you said you went to the sukkah, you ate your kazayas a pas, and then you went to the house, you finished the rest of the meal, and you benched in the house. And now, after you benched, you see that it stopped raining. He also goes back to the sukkah. He washes his hand a second time for hamaitzi. He eats a little bit more than an egg's worth of bread. Saying the bracha of leishiv b'sukkah. And then he makes brichas hamazon afterwards. And b'sukkah shaloi, if now let's say your sukkah didn't have one of those covers. So even after the rain stopped, there's still drip water drip coming down, so you would still be mitzta'ir. V'yesh b'shchunasei sukkah shayisa musuges begag. And you have nearby someone else's sukkah that had the nice cover. U'lachag shamim niftacha, and then after the rain stopped, they opened up the cover. So yelech shamav yechel pitoi b'tuv levav. You should go to another sukkah and eat your bread, and you know, make your maitzi and eat your bread there with happiness, so that you can make a bach leishay b'sukkah. Because again, we said mitzvah is batim in a sukkah. So if you feel uncomfortable being in somebody else's sukkah like this, so then it becomes questionable if we can make a bach leishay b'sukkah, which would defeat the whole purpose here. So if you can force yourself to do it, be enjoyed, you know, do it in an enjoyable fashion and with simcha, and not feel bad that you're eating in somebody else's sukkah as a guest. So then you could make the bach leishay b'sukkah and get it done that way. Sif Dalid. B'layla Hasheni, on the second day of Yom Tov, Gam Kein Chov Lechol B'Sukkah. It's also that second night of Yom Tov is also a chiyuv to eat in the Sukkah. V'afilu Mitztayer, even if it's Mitztayer. Because, again, it's we Sfeika the Yom Tov, we do everything on the second day of Yom Tov like we do on the first day of Yom Tov. And just like the first day of Yom Tov, there's a chiyuv to eat in the Sukkah. So with the second day of Yom Tov, we're also going to act the same way. V'dinoi K'may B'layla Rishon, and the halachas of that would be the same as would be for the halachas of the first night of Sukkot, k'moshe kasadnu, like we wrote when it comes to the rains. However, there's one difference between the two nights. Because if you see that the rain's not going to stop, or you himtim like pasko, you waited, and the rain did not stop. Mekadosh bebayis veichol sham. So on the second night, you would make kiddush in the house and eat there. And before benching, you go to the sukkah, and you eat a kazayis pas in the sukkah, without saying leishay b'sukkah. Then you go back to your house and you'd bench. As opposed to on the first night of Sukkot, where we said that you have to make kiddush in the sukkah, that's because you're going to be making a shechiyanu, and you want the shechiyanu to go on the sukkah. However, on the second night, you already made a shechiyanu the first night, which went on the sukkah. So the second night, there's no need to go to the sukkah to make a shechiyanu, so that's why you can make kiddush inside the house. Kol tov.